Amy Coleman McBride, or Amy McBride, A-M-Y, middle name M-C-B-R-I-D-E, last name C-O-L-E-M-A-N, date of birth 7/24/40. Today is the 21st of September. Ms. Coleman is an 82-year-old woman with history of end-stage CHF, COPD, DJD, and hypertension, period. The paragraph patient has a history of coronary artery disease. Last time she was seen in the hospital, she was told there's nothing else that can be done for her except for medical management, period. In the paragraph, she has stents in her heart and has had two hysterectomies in the past under surgical history, period. In the paragraph, patient social, never been smoker, lives with son and her daughter. She doesn't drink. She doesn't use drugs. She's a retired nurse of many, many years, has not worked for over 20 years. Allergy, penicillin, medication, Lasix, 20 milligram once a day, amlodipine, 5 milligram once a day, Finnegan, PRM, Entresto, 25 26 one a day, and BID and Lipitor 40 once a day. Review of systems: she's been having weakness, not eating, decreased appetite, poor dentition, not able to walk more than 10 feet without getting short of breath. She's not driving. She's had a couple of falls recently. She's definitely homebound, period. In the paragraph, she most likely can use oxygen at night, but has not been ordered for her at this time. Patient also suffers from PND and orthopnea. Patient has nitroglycerin on a PRN basis, but again, no oxygen. Patient has home health care, but it's become evident that patient is no longer able to go back and forth to doctor's office, so she's a hospice / palliative care to take care of her at home, period. She's also becoming more forgetful and tired, period. Blood pressure is 160 over 92, pulse is 90, respirations 18. Heart positive, strong positive, is 2. S3 Gallop noted. Lungs bronchi and rouse. Abdomen soft, but increased liver size noted on the right side. Neurological non-focal. Skin shows no rash. TMs are clear. Lower extremity shows face edema. Assessment: here we have a 82-year-old woman with end-stage CHF. She was told by her cardiologist there's nothing else that can be done for her except for medical management, period. In the paragraph, she's losing weight. She's tired. She's weak. She's short of breath at all times, period. She most likely needs oxygen at home, period. She gets, her dyspnea gets worse with activity, period. She also suffers from paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea and orthopnea, period. The paragraph, patient most likely has sleep apnea, which is related to her sleep apnea, which is also causing her shortness of breath, period. Patient was also told that she last cardiac cath / echocardiogram shows ejection fraction less than 30%. Period. Patient at this time is appropriate for palliative care. She is no longer able to go back and forth to the hospital. She will need nursing care, possible provider services, and aids to help with ADL at home. Period. The paragraph, given patient's current condition, most likely has less than 6 months to live with end-stage congestive heart failure. One thing I want you to add is family history. Put down coronary artery disease, CHF in mom, and dad died of tuberculosis. Also put in their COVID immunization up to date. Okay, that's it for Miss Amy Coleman McBride. Date of birth 7/24/80. Thank you. I'm sorry, 7/24/40. 7/24/40. Forgive me.